Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
I'm Alfie Bow, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Thank you. Si a mí me paran la guerra, ¿qué aprenderán los mocosos?
Arremangarse los sesos, acomodarse los ojos, apretarse los zapatitos, pues.
Y se va la cuequita.
So that's the way that Chile says goodbye to 2025, and also praying that things are not gonna get any worse. than they are, or they were, or maybe they will. I don't know. Somehow. The situation in Chile right now is pretty critical, actually. Not for the ones who actually voted for the Nazi, but for the ones who didn't vote for the Nazi. I'm referring to this new president as a Nazi because even he admitted that he was gonna, well, not in the same words, right? But his program, his manifesto, his what is called Prepare for Chile. We look at it from the distance and we think, oh my God. I am sure 91-92% will regret voting for him because the changes he's going to make, he hasn't taken over yet, but already there are some disappointments around in the country, you know, and it's pretty crucial because, critical as well, because this guy actually announced what he was going to do, but he's already lied. He's already been caught, you know, with a real lie. When he said that all the authorities and all the governmental workers, staff, personnel, they were going to, he was going to half their wages or the, put the wages down, put it that way. I don't know how to explain this situation because the guy is already been elected. Okay, fair enough. But when he takes command, it's not going to be yet. But already the announcement is like his wages are not going to be lower down, but it's going to be higher up, right? 11 million pesos, as far as I know and heard, and 11 million pesos that a year is going to be collecting himself, right? Everybody else will be lower than he, obviously. So anyway, that's how the whole thing started, you know. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of the poor people, you know, I'm talking like probably people from the shanty towns, you know, so that voted for him because he promised them that he was going to do this, he was going to do that, he was going to do that, he was gonna do that, blah, 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 all over the place, okay? And, well, yeah, even the in Spain, you know, the authorities, you know, even the, somebody in France, and them, well, Europe, in fact, you know, Europe, they all go like, oh my God, people were so sad, you know, about having Pinochet, the dictator in power, you know, and now they've chosen, they voted for a guy who is a member of the fan club of Pinochet, which means that it's not going to be any much difference, you know, apart from the killing. I hope so. I hope so. It's not changing there, like carry on killing with the executions and torture and imprisonment and exile, you know. I don't think it's going to be that, going to go that far. But apart from that, these worries, you know, in the country, lots of worries in the country, because obviously, you know, his program is not going to be according to what the country should be facing right now, you know. And, well, Milei now is with him. You know Milei, the Argentinian president, another, I don't say that because it's a community radio station, and I'm sure that some minors listening to the show, but the miners know more than we do. They know more than we do. So, but anyway, according to the law and the rules of radio transmission, I should watch my language. Okay? So, yeah, amigos, amigas, I started the show very, very, you know, slow and romantic and stuff. Now I'm getting a bit heavier now. Well, not heavy, as music heavy, you know. I wish I could do that, but I love to ask for a different spot on the radio station, which I might try next year. Yeah, have a second show, But this time, heavy metal man and rock, you know, from South America, from Chile, from South America. And I'll see how it goes. I haven't mentioned it yet to the directors, but I might do, I don't know, depending on how I'm feeling right now, you know. Right now, I feel kind of, I feel all right. We had a little meeting, you know, with my generation of Chileans, you know, who we used to play football together in the same team. And now they're married with kids, you know, granddad, grandma, you know, my God, how things have changed, you know. And yes, we are okay. We are fine. We celebrated, well, some people celebrated Christmas, you know. I stopped celebrating Christmas since my mother died, you know, because she was the one pushing it all the time, you know. But me, I wasn't really bothered, never been bothered. The one thing is, I was always bothered, and I'm still bothered. It's about birthdays, our own birthdays, you know. We celebrate each other's birthday. That's fantastic, because that is the way, and that is the time when we came to live on this planet, on this earth, okay? But the rest of it, it's all become commercial. You know, you go out there, you spend lots and lots of money buying presents for this, buying presents for that, blah, blah, you know. And, okay, children, you know, they all mesmerized with this idea of Father Christmas, you know, a fatty guy with a white beard, red, dressed in red. And it's got some of these deers, you know, who actually fly. You know, with a sledge, he flies, you know. So, yeah, when I was a kid, I said to my mom, you know, how do they do that? And my mom said, oh, because Father Christmas is magic. Right? Father Christmas is magic. So he makes this sledge fly and the deer is flying as well, and so on. And then the stork. Oh, yeah, that's another story, man. The stork. Yeah, the stork brought you here. Blah, blah, blah. And then when I got to about seven years old, my mother said to me, you know, just shut up and sit down. I'm going to tell you a story. I went, oh, my God, a story, right. So he first of all, started with the stork. You know, you still believe that the stork brought you? I said, well, Mom, that's what I was told, you know, that's what you mentioned too. She said, oh, yeah, but that's the story, you know. The real thing is this, and that. And I went, whoa, really? And she goes, well, yeah. And I said, well, whoa. I was so shocked. Anyway, and then she said, second story I want to tell you about Father Christmas. I went, right, okay. So this, blah, 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 blah. Went, oh, wow, man. You know, and since then, I've been kind of like, not put off. Don't get me wrong. You want to celebrate, you go right ahead. You going to believe in that, you go right ahead. I'm not going to go around convincing anybody, you know, that this is it and that is that. No. It's entirely up to oneself, you know, whether you believe or not. But the thing is, you know, that all these things that they say that is pure and this beautiful thing, blah, 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 people are starting to realize, you know, that it's not the right thing, you know, it's not real, you know. For example, you know, like Father Christmas, probably some young children in Palestine wishing that Father Christmas, please, I want peace on my land. I don't want my mom to be killed like my friend's next door friend's mom was killed and shot by a Zionist with a rifle, a sniper with a rifle, a tank ran over my father's car with my dad inside. Even my cat was killed by the Zionists, you know, and I wish Father Christmas. I don't want presents. I just want peace on my land. Do you see all these things, you know, that come in my mind, you know. I think lots of people around the world are thinking the same thing. And when you sat at the table with a massive turkey, you know, you got the potatoes, the vegetables, and all this stuff, you know, the wine and everything, and you think, you know, how cynical am I? I'm feeling right now, because I've been talking, I've been mentioning the hurt, the sadness, the pain that these people are going through, and I'm here, sat here, enjoying myself, enjoying this and that, with the excuse that Jesus was born when Jesus was Palestine. Jesus was born there, you know, in a stable, as the story tells you, right? And at the same time, you know, they're killing his people, you know. They're killing his own mates, his own people, inhabitants of Palestine. So very cynical. Anyway, don't let me put you off this idea, you know, of Father Christmas and the stork and all that stuff, you know. I know you don't believe in the stork anymore. Yeah. Nobody believes in the stork anymore. You know, if the stork went to Palestine, he'd probably get shot down, you know, by the Zionists, you know, thinking, oh, my God, they're bringing more people in. And now Hamas is bringing people through, flying them over the wall with birds, with stork. You know what I mean? It's all crazy, right? And I hope that the next year things will change. Definitely, I really, really hope. The day I die, before I die, I want to see Palestine free from Zionism. Then when that happens, I will die happy.
Grazie mille, La Palma. Esto es una fiesta. Que se escuche. Sí.
Se me rompió el instrumento y he ido para como tú. Amor, que das la vida así como tú. Amor, que das la vida así como tú.
Espejismos de oro y plata por la magia del verano. sobre el eco, cabalgando un alarido. Suena un acordeón en chamamé. Paso de la patria guaraní. Cantaré su maestra, es elocuente. Si usted nunca fue a Corrientes, no conoce mi país.
You miss the little things that you wouldn't expect, like the freshly baked maraqueta baguette. Yet the things you remember, you hold to your heart, till that fateful day that you depart. Playing football in the park, drinking escudo, laughing in the dark. Todo latino me lo va a chillar. You know what I'm talking about, so homesick that you wanna shout.
Yo que fui nacido en un pueblo tan caliente, entre cordilleras blancas somos voces renacientes. Siento el orgullo de la gente, mi país, con sangre y sudor yo defiendo mi raíz. Memorias con familia cocinando un asado, tocando la guitarra con canciones del pasado. Tengo vientos en mis alas, libertad como un condor, los mismos sentimientos el aparejo pescador.
Cuidado el aparejo pescador, tal vez se haya enganchado un surubí. Qué ganas de gritar que yo también nací en la ribera azul del Paraná.
Hey, that was the guest I had last week, Sergio Toro. And he's a philosopher, by the way, philosopher. You can find him on YouTube. And he's produced a lot of, this is a sample of what he brought me last week. And then you can actually find him as philosopher, okay? And I'm going to play one more track by his that he brought me, okay? And I think you'll remember this, you know, because I played it before. And, this is it. He was here last week in the studios of Sheffield Live, because Sheffield Live is a community radio station for the community, by the community.
Hits you hard, y te mueve las caderas. With the power of a nation, Costa Rica, the Punta Arenas, in my venas, is the blood that makes you feeling free with the strength and the heart. The mighty Mapuche warrior, I'm Latino de la sangre, like I told you once before. Return once again just to level up the score. The poet asesino going on a murder mission. The harmer body count, the lower chance of extradition. Only joking, Mr. Blair. Now, how can I be a killer? Cemetery filler, born to stop us in my chiller. You're a killer, Mr. Sinner. I leave that up to you. Without from George Bush, cause you stuck to him like glue. The children in my homeland, every day they're getting sicker. Sitting on your butt cheeks while your pockets are getting thicker. Let me figure, we've been chained. Es hora de quebrar cadenas esta noche que buscamos libertad.
Esta noche buscamos nuestra libertad. Estoy acompañado pero en soledad. Me caen las lágrimas por volver aquí. Mi patria querida, te llevo en mí.
Well, it's the London Latin, smooth like satin, viviendo la vida, going through life, laughing, smashing, grabbing the mic, getting the crowd high, put your glass to the sky. Santiago's inside, representing Chile with pride. Bella Vista es mi barrio en Santiago, and I'm the me. Trófono mago, gonna take it to another level, make the public wanna raise the bass and treble. And as for this nation, a nation where the NHS can't even bed its patients, racist police, Stephen Lawrence, rest in peace. God knows what you could have been or achieved. You got cheated, those cops shouldn't be breathing. And when the day to die is when the score's even. Ya no es tiempo de hablar. Esta es la noche que buscamos libertad.
Esta noche buscamos nuestra libertad. Estoy acompañado pero en soledad. Me caen las lágrimas por volver a ti. Mi patria querida, te llevo en mí.
purpose to this day is to punish all our foes.
To keep our flow tight, keep the public on their toes.
Every ruler on a list, I suggest you lay low.
We're exposing every one of you and putting you on show.
To the people of the world, everybody pay attention. Ronald Reagan, Maggie Thatcher, no, we'll all get a mention.
And prevention is the cure to stop you coming to the fore. You're all wicked to the core, let me take you on a tour.
To the ghettos and the slums, meet the junkies and the bums. Blood flowing out the bodies from the shots of the guns. There's crimes on the streets, a baby in the bin. Have you taken us all in? We'll let the games begin.
You're guilty of the seven sins and I will be a judge. And when I come to sentence you, I won't even budge. Once you put away for good, eso es calidad. Porque esta es la noche que buscamos libertad.
Esta noche buscamos nuestra libertad. Estoy acompañado, pero en soledad. Me caen las lágrimas por volver a ti. Mi patria querida, te llevo en mí.
Mi patria bien querida, llevo siempre en mi mente. How long to return to your lagos and your gente. Pero sientes un dolor, a pain deep inside. Blood flowing in your ties, tears fall from your skies. But it's about time to put an end to the struggle. I'm about to burst a bubble, find the cause of all the trouble. So, General Augusto, let me ask you a simple question. Where the hell were you when my people were in oppression? Were you fighting bare hands? Somehow I think not. You were living like a fat rat and killing from the top. So start to compromise when I take you by surprise. Now repeat to me those lies where you look me in the eyes. Your demise is not fit. Purely in the mental, when he bruises accidental, when the truth is fundamental. It's been a long time, pero tenemos la verdad. Y esta fue la noche en que encontramos libertad.
Esta noche encontramos nuestra libertad. Como una victoria a la humanidad. Mi corazón se alegra al pensar en ti. Mi patria querida, te llevo en mí. Mi patria querida, te llevo en mí. Y canto desde lejos solo para ti. Espera mi llegada, pronto volveré. Entre las alamedas libre cantaré. Entre las alamedas libre cantaré. Entre las alamedas libre cantaré.
We'll be right back. Sofía.
Amigos, wow, that was a good spot of cool music, man. That's cumbia. For me, the actual cumbia is a dance of the people, you know? La danza del pueblo. Right, okay. I'll tell you something, right? Nothing wrong with salsa, nothing wrong with merengue, nothing wrong with everything, all the rhythms and stuff. But for me, this is my my first number one choice, you know, because I grew up, you know, with my in Chile. We never danced salsa before when I was a kid. That was we used to watch it on TV and think, whoa. You know, when Joe Arroyo went to Chile, Joe Arroyo is the king of salsa, you know, like Oscar de Leon, Tito Puente, you know, all these big guys, you know, Ray Barreto. But anyway, when Joe Arroyo went to Chile, you know, to do a concert many years ago, and he's a salsa king, right? But he was interviewed afterwards after the concert. He said, "Well, Chileans, you know, are very enthusiastic. You know, really happy people. You know, they like to dance and have a good time. But when I was on the stage, you know, I could see, you know, that I'm singing salsa, and these guys were dancing cumbia, right? And he said also, salsa cumbia were similarity. There's a little bit of similarity there, you know, but the thing is that because salsa has not been introduced as such in Chile, like it has in the rest of Latin America and Caribbean, you know, that's why the Chileans, you know, they dance to cumbia. That's why they love cumbia. And that's how, when I grew up, you know, I grew up with cumbia, just cumbia everywhere, you know. If they play salsa track or something, you know, we will dance cumbia. We'll dance the cumbia steps. Because we found that cumbia is easy to dance, easy to follow, easy to, you know. Salsa is a bit more jazzy, you know, like jazzy, you know, like a salon kind of like a dance, you know what I mean? You have to study to dance to that stuff, you know. You know, probably you can dance to cumbia too and study cumbia as well, you know, how to dance cumbia. But it's a natural movement, natural rhythm that follows you, you know. It's a bit like reggae, you know. Who takes reggae lessons, you know, to dance to reggae? No one does. I don't think, anyway. There might be somebody out there taking lessons on how to dance to reggae, you know, but I don't think so. Anyway, here's some more for you. We're going to finish the show, you know, with a lot of cumbia, man. I'm going to play a bit of merengue as well. So hang on, man. It still got a few minutes left.
Más que tres, qué suerte de se acaba, las mujeres no se acaban, las mujeres no se acaban.
Mujeres hay para encontrar, solamente hay que buscar, y además saber hablar, y un poquito hay que gastar, así hay que ser.
Time to say bye-bye. Thank you very much for listening to the show today. And we'll be back next year. Oh, it seems like a long time, but it's not going to be a long time because it's only next week. Right. Thank you very much for the messages. And the, well, 2026, you know, I hope that everything is going to be much better than it was this year. For some people, it was pretty good. Some other people was good. And some other people was crap. Yeah, simple as that. Anyway, amigos, we will never forget mentioning Palestine, as I said before, because it is a duty of us, you know, as humans, we got a duty to actually defend and protest against the genocide that is happening in that part of the world, okay? And I hope that you guys are going to enjoy good health and nothing really serious happens to any country. And also, we have to support Venezuela from the threats of the United States of America, right? Because that's what they're doing, pirating. The Pirates of USA, that's what it's called right now. But all the major countries are getting involved. So let's hope, let's pray, all of us, that nothing really serious happens in the next year, because these people are crazy, man. They're all nuts. The whole world is run by nuts, nutters, fascists, nutters, brainless people, you know, who just don't care. All they care is life to fill their pockets. Anyway, amigos, no more. And this is the last song of the year. Until next year, mates, love one another and free Palestine.
Si vas para Chile, te ruego que pases por donde vive mi amada. Es una casita muy linda y chiquita que está en la falda de un cerro enclavada. La adornan las parras, la cruza un estero y al frente hay un sauce que llora y que llora porque yo la quiero. Si vas para Chile, te ruego, viajero, le digas a ella que de amor me muero. El pueblito se llama Las Condes y está junto a los cerros y al cielo. Y si miras de lo alto hacia el valle, lo verás que lo baña un estero. Campesinos y gente del pueblo, de esa traña le encuentro, viajero. Y verás cómo quieren en Chile al amigo cuando es forastero.
Yo.